Hello, I'm Joseph Cashmere, and in response to your comments and requests for more, we're back with another episode of English Mojo. Only massive technical and organizational issues could have kept us away, as they did. For that, we apologize and offer you our best efforts to keep new episodes coming, as long as your comments continue to spur and inspire us. Like the one from Louisette, which ends, "I look forward to the next episode. Thank you." Thank you, Louisette. And thank you for joining us. This time, English Mojo looks at the best loved word on the island nation of Great Britain. The UK's favorite word. If you want to see into the hearts and minds of a people, your chance recently came with the British. 2,000 Brits just weighed in with their favorite words in a poll conducted by a game maker. The 20 highest-ranking favorites made their way into our hands, and we're eager to share them with you, our loyal readers and listeners. The number one most popular favorite is beyond guessing. So, we'll keep you in suspense by starting from number 20, and working our way up to the favorite. You might regard this as peeling back the onion of the British psyche, layer by layer. Number 20 is, appropriately, kiss. A term recalling for most of us affection, passion, even dreamy comfort. Just above it in popularity come freedom, bed, cozy, peace, lush, and lovely. Some might see a pattern emerging here, but that's broken soon enough at number 13, where we find the word wicked. Well, make of that what you will. Number 12 shows a departure from the Anglo-Saxon with a Latinate adjective, and an odd choice in the 21st century. Incandescent. Above its glare sits the thing many of us live for. The weekend. Fair enough. You are listening to the UK's favorite word from EnglishMojo.com. Next, we enter the top 10 with, are you ready? Onomatopoeia. Which, in case you've forgotten, means a word that contains or suggests the sound it describes. On the next rungs up, we find cool, fabulous, squishy. Where did that come from? Happy and excellent. But isn't it a surprise to find the fourth-ranking favorite word in the UK is a relatively recent Americanism. Discombobulated. Could this be a hint of that famous British wackiness? Number 3 is, of course, mum. And right above her is the word love. Which brings us to number 1, the word most favored by the largest number of Britons, a word that presumably reveals to some degree their inner identity, their common bond, their shared vision. Perhaps a glimpse into the soul of that people. Some may even suggest that any favorite word reflects the character or the self of a person. Well, we'll leave such speculation to psychologists. The most prevailing favorite word in Britain has ancient roots and unknown origins. Michael Quinion does an interesting treatment of it over at Worldwide Words. Some suggest it came from the Latin term non compos, others that it's derived from the name of a man who questioned Jesus, Nicodemus, and still others that it began in a Dutch phrase, nict om poep. Whatever its origin, the word that echoes as the favorite in the land of Shakespeare and Milton, in the realm of Monty Python and Mr. Bean, the one word that the British today place at the top of their list appears to be none other than nincompoop. Well, what more can you say? Thanks for listening. You can find more at EnglishMojo.com. Remember, it's your comments and questions that keep us going. You can send them to info, that's I-N-F-O, at EnglishMojo.com. Until next episode, then, goodbye from me, Joseph Kashmir. Keep your mojo working. This is a production of Coming Worldwide.
Music by Nick Lewis.